One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello there. Good evening. Thank you for joining me here in the Psychic Flow. I am your host, Carol Ann Carey. I'm so glad to see you here this evening. I hope the weather is treating you okay wherever you are. If you want to put in the comments where you are watching us from, that would be great. Hello, Alita. How are you? Hi, Mo. Robert Myers. Hello. How are you? Good to see you guys. Ruth Saltman is here. Thanks for joining us tonight, Ruth. I think I said hello. Okay, so I got you people. I just wanted to... Hi, Carol. How are you? And let's see. That's great. Alita, she's in Florida as well. I'm in Sarasota, Florida. So if you want to mention where you're from in the comments, that's helpful. Let's see. Oh, Robert, of course, is in Pennsylvania. And... if it is a good evening, good morning, good afternoon, whatever time you are watching is the time zone you're watching us in. We're in Eastern Standard here. And hi, Lee. How are you, dear? Good to have you with us. If you are watching us on YouTube tonight, we are live and you can contribute to the show if you would like to. You're not obligated to. But if you'd like to do a super sticker, our donators will be chosen first for readings tonight, as usual. And so we appreciate that. They'll get a little bit of a longer message and they will go to the top of the line. If you'd like, are you watching us on Rumble? We have a big audience on Rumble and we're very grateful to you for being with us. If you are watching on Rumble, you can do a rant. You can send a donation to Venmo, Carol Ann Carey, CarolAnn-Carey. If you'd like, thank you, Mo, for your contribution. Hi, Kavita. Hi, Chi. If you would like to support the show without making a financial contribution, you're more than welcome to and appreciate if you would hit the like button. Like, share, and subscribe if you'd like to. Hit the bell so that you know when we go live once again. Who else are we watching? We are live on Twitter, Psychic Medium, at Psychic Medium Carol Ann Carey. We are live on Facebook, the Psychic Medium of SRQ/Sarasota. That's me. We are live on YouTube in the Psychic Flow. What else? We are on every audio platform. So if you are listening and are unable to join us, that's okay. We will try to keep you abreast of the comments that we get, validations, the questions. So we'll read those out so you feel like you are with us. So you may just be with us in spirit. That's fine. We appreciate that. Let's see. before I get rock and roll, I'm going to do psychic reads tonight, or kind of a free fall. If you have a question that you would like to ask, you could put it in the comments. That would be great. Let's see what we can find out for you. So it's your call. What would you like to have an answer to, or what would you like answered, if we can do that for you? Let's see what else. There was something else I was going to say about that, and I can't remember what it was. Okay. Oh, I do have a little something to read, which I thought was kind of nice. Here we are. I'm sure you remember this one. It never fails. The light of God surrounds us. The love of God enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is. Amen. So there we go. So that's, I hope that brings healing and protection to everyone who needs that. So I was just talking to Tiffany before the show. I'm going to remind everybody once again, here is my website, carolannecarey.com. So if you'd like to book a spirit reading with me or a psychic read, you can catch me on there. You can email me, call me, text me. We were talking about the donations and those that make a contribution to the show. We appreciate that. And we will do those people first. Then we'll get back to the line, the regular line. If you come in late, I cannot, like, we'll be quiet right now. We have a few people and it's okay. And then by 8:30, we start getting more and more people usually. Now watch tonight, that won't happen. But we get more and more people and it gets harder to jam those readings in before 9. So if you can get here at 8, it's appreciated. We can pretty much guarantee a reading unless I have way too many people on here. But when it's getting close to the 9 o'clock hour, it gets harder for me to get these readings in. And then what happens is I chat and I say a little something, read something and ask how everybody's doing, blah, blah, blah. And then I start reading. So the next thing I know, I turn around at 8:30 and I've got like 10 more people on there that I didn't have when I started. So that's the story. So the earlier you get on, the better guarantee you have of getting a message. Okay. So did I say hello to everybody? Yes, I did. All right. So let's go with our first. Hi, Kavita. Let's go with our first person, who is Mo. Hi, Mo. Ontario. Oh, wonderful. Great to have you with us. So unless you have a question, if you have something you want to ask, throw it in the comments. And if you're just thinking, if you think about it later and add it to the comments, I'll get to it if I can. Okay. So let me pull a card from this here, this deck, which is the Goldilocks Productions deck, which is available on the Goldilocks Productions store. And this particular deck comes in, has the gold on the side. See that? And it comes in this beautiful tin box. There is a simpler deck like this of Oracle cards without the gold and in a black bag. And you can get that on our Goldilocks Productions website. Here it is. And click on the shop link. We have a lot of designs that we did for Thanksgiving, Christmas, that kind of thing. If you, if you're watching, if they occasionally have sales here, 15 to 20% off. We have everything. We have mouse pads, stickers, what else? Do we have notebooks? No, we have pads, I think. We have tote bags, hats, hoodies, t-shirts, all different styles. There's a lot of designs on there designed by the show host. And, pick up your Christmas one now. Pick up your Christmas Goldilocks Productions hat or shirt for next year. So there you go. Okay, so I'm going to pull a card for Mo from this deck here, and we'll get jump started here. Let's see what we got. Okay, so believe in yourself. Ruth Saltman contributed this message. Believe in yourself, Mo. Beautiful mandala effect here, a sacred geometry design, and it looks like a flower in the center. Always kind of reminds me of maybe like a lotus or something opening. So that card is for you. So let's see. What are we getting with Mo? Let me see what we're getting. You know, I have this older gentleman. I think I mentioned him last week, Mo. Older gentleman in spirit. Was this your dad? I forget now. But I do have a gentleman here, and I feel like he's got a very straight back. So I'm wondering if he is had a military background or just a very proud individual. But I have that kind of regimental kind of feeling with him. And he is also reminding you to believe in yourself, supports you. And I feel that this last year, 2023, has been more preparation for you, Mo, than reward. So I think your rewards, your benefits are going to be reaped between 2024 and 2025. I don't know if there's a move. I don't know why I'm saying that. I don't know if there's a move, but I have the word move here. And if there is no romantic partner, I think there will be probably 2024. I see someone compatible with you or your companionship. So I don't know if that's what you're in right now, but I feel that if there is not a relationship now for keeps, that there is one coming, that is companionship, compatibility, mutual respect, cherish feeling with this. This feels, I'm presuming that Mo is female. I think she told me that one time. And I feel that her partner choice would be male. So I feel that there is a male with dark hair. Nice looking, but dark hair. And I feel like what would it be, Asian? I don't know what the word would be. Not Chinese, not Japanese. I don't know. I'm not quite sure what the nationality is, but it's exotic. They're like, the food is exotic, spicy, and maybe Indian, like Hindu, something like that. The food is like curry, that kind of food. Spicy and tasty, simple, but really like ramped up in flavor. So I have those kind of different smells. Let's look at the word jasmine, like in the flower. So I'm wondering if they mean jasmine rice, jasmine the flower. So I wonder if that means anything to you, Mo. Let me try one more card here. Okay. A message is trying to reach you. And this is from the Soul Helper Oracle deck. That's that deck, if you can see that. And this is a message is trying to reach you. The vigilant, the spirit, or the vigilant. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't read it. What does it say? Oh, be vigilant. Be vigilant. The spirit world wishes to find and touch you. Beautiful card. Very nice. Kind of reminds me of your energy, Mo. If I thought I knew what you look like, I'd say you look something like this. Can I be wrong? I don't know. She's probably a redhead from Scotland or something, but I feel I just have this energy of you, Mo. I don't know why. Okay, very like exotic kind of gal. I don't know. That's just the way I feel. If you have a question, Mo, that you'd like answered, put it in the comments and I'll see if I can get to it, okay? Appreciate you very much. Thank you for joining us tonight from Ontario. Lovely to have you as always. Let's see what else we got going on here. Robert Myers. Tricks. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I'm just grieving a bit. Just any message to help me through, please. Okay, you know what? Hold on a second. I just saw this card. And what is it? And I put that one down. Let me see if I can find it now. What a surprise. You are unique. That's not it. Peace and happiness. Of course, I can't find it. Message is trying to reach you. I read that. Oh, path of your soul. It's time for a change. Yep, we know that. And a light-filled angel is at your side, Mo. Hi, Kim Smith. And this is rather dark over here. It watches over you at every dark doorway. So you do have angelic presence around you, Mo, and to help you get through what you are, what is bringing you down and the grief that you're feeling. So I hope that your grief, you can walk through it and come out the other side with a new zest for life. I'm hoping for you. Hi, Robin. You are welcome. Okay, Mo. Praying for you. Oh, grandfather. Yes, that was your grandfather in spirit. Okay. Robin is in the house. Yes, female. Yes, male choice. Just separated. Okay. There's don't feel badly about this for too long, Mo, because you are going to get through it, because there's a gentleman, nice looking gentleman with dark hair that is more exotic than the last one. And he is very gentlemanly. And I think you have a lot in common. So, you know, maybe some things are meant to end. And I think what you were in was meant to end. Okay. So there's something better on the horizon. Okay. Thank you, Mo, for joining us. Let's get back up to the top, which I think is Robert Myers going in line. Robert, how are you, dear? Let me pull you a card. Let's see. Ah, this is from Gayla, who is from the UK, who's no longer a show host, an excellent reader. Gayla Akashana, cleanse the heaviness out of your life. Brilliant reader. I'm sorry that she's not doing a show with us anymore. I think it was doing the show was too much for her, and there was some illness in her family. So I think that was the problem. Cleanse the heaviness out of your life. This is very good advice for you as well as me, Robert. You know, sometimes when we live alone, we forget that we need to like brush some stuff off. I kind of want to say to you, you know, sage the house, yourself, the house, the car. if sage is too much, you can always use sea salt. Scatter that around. You can also burn bay leaves from the kitchen. I was just saying, my throat is doing so well. Maybe not. Okay. So cleanse that crap out of your life, Robert. Let me pull you. And nature is calling you. Let me talk to you about that. Why am I getting choking? Oops. What am I getting at? Excuse me, one second. Let me just do this. There. I'm taking a hit of honey. Okay. I was just saying, should I take some honey, and my throat was fine. Start talking, not fine. Okay. Still see that hand in hand picture. Hand in hand picture. And this is a money year for you, Robert. I'm also getting something about transcendental. Transcendental? What does that mean, Robert? Are you listening to... I'm also getting bells. Are you listening to some kind of music with chimes or bells? Or I wonder if that's a meditation, something like that. You could also, if you don't want to burn anything smelly in the house, you could use incense as well. You could use bells. Like you can pick them up at the flea market or anywhere, and you can ring them. And that kind of just clears the energy. So in the house, because I think you need that. And I think you need that for yourself. You kind of reminding me of a basset hound. I had a basset hound many years ago that we adopted. A family was moving. We took it. It was a very good dog. We had a basset hound when my daughter was little. She was a very good watchdog. But they have that droopy kind of effect. And I think you need to be uplifted, Robert, is my guess. So you have to be uplifted to accept the things that are coming for you. Pardon me, it's my nose runs. Definitely a better year, 24 to 25, much better for you. So hang in there. And if there is a question you want to ask, please throw it in the comments, Robert. Okay. All right, where's Ruth? Hi, Ruth. Sorry that my eye is running. I don't have any tissues. Let's see, Ruth. God, Ruth. Oh, you joined us for the VIP show. That's why. I was thinking, didn't I just talk to her? Let's see. Something about a skirt. I kind of want to say a hula skirt. I don't know why. Is that for somebody else or is that for Ruth? I wonder why I get that. I don't know if you're going to Hawaii, taking up belly dancing. I don't know what's going on with that, but I'm going to put it out there. I still see the gift boxed, the gift set of books for Christmas coming out. I guess maybe this Christmas coming. I do see that. It's a very lovely gift set. And, you know, we've been talking about a new book coming out this year, 2024, but I feel like there's two. I feel like there's, I feel like it's the children's book, perhaps. So I'm wondering if you were working on that. And I was walking through, I went to pick up a prescription today, and I'm walking through Walgreens, and I saw these little, like, stuffed animal things and doll kind of things. And I saw this really cute white unicorn, and its mane is different colors, and it had a gold horn, unicorn. And I was wondering, Ruth, are you doing anything with unicorns? Like a craft or decoration or something like that? I feel like I can see unicorns and fairies and it's like little gnome houses or something. I'm wondering if that is in the book or if that's an arts and crafts thing that you do. Ruth is on Wednesday evenings, Transformational Soul, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard. And her website is ruthsaltman.com, S-O-L-T-M-A-N.com. So please check out Ruth's book. She's our resident author and an inspiration to all of us. Thank you, Ruth. Thanks for being here. Okay. Carol, hi. How are you, dear? Oh, thank you, Carol. Carol says, good evening, everyone. It's always fun to spend Thursday evenings with Carol Ann. Thank you so much. Stand in strength. Create your path with joy. Melissa Parks. There you go. Melissa Parks is Joyful Findings show host, and she will be on tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard, Goldilocks Productions, so please check her out. High energy intuitive. Create your path with joy, says Melissa Parks. That message is for Carol. This is the time. I feel like what I'm seeing is, you know how the a magician trick would be a table with a tablecloth on it and all these dishes on it, and they would rip the tablecloth out and not dump any of the glassware and porcelain or anything on the table. That's what I feel is going to happen for you. I feel like you're going to rip that tablecloth out. Some things are going to remain standing. So you can pick and choose what you want to keep. But it's like a revamp. I think you're saying to yourself now, if I don't do this soon, I'm going to run out of time. You're right. I say that to myself and I'm still procrastinating. But I know I'm running out of time, that I got to put the pedal to the metal. There's a few more things I want to experience or enjoy. Now, we've talked about the romance. We know that's there. It's a business associate, somebody in the import export or fabric or something like that, business associated with what you do, maybe a vendor, a company representative, something like that. And I do get travel, and I want to say Mediterranean. So I want to say, maybe if you have not been to Italy, or if you've not been to Spain or Greece or someplace like that, that is waiting for you. And there's an affordable trip. Now, this could be with or without this gentleman. And I'm sure you're saying, I can't do that. I can't afford to close. I think that you could do it. I think you can do it. I think it would be 10 days. So I'm going to put that out there for you. And Carol, who was the whistler? Was that your grandpa or an uncle? Is somebody whistling here? Isn't this terrible? Usually don't drink this, but when I do, I just, for some reason, I had a craving today, so that's why I'm drinking one. Yeah, I have somebody whistling. And I feel like I have a tweed coat or something on. And I'm also, Carol, I'm also seeing a varsity jacket. So I'm wondering whose that was. Dad's? Or a friend or brother? I'm seeing a varsity jacket like you would wear in high school. Like a basketball player would have a number or something on the back. Or football. But it's a sports varsity jacket. So I'll leave that with you. Okay. We got Robert. Alvita, hi. How are you? I got Mo. And Robert is from Pennsylvania, by the way. See how our list is doing. Oh, Ruth says, I did unicorn ornaments in 22. Unicorns are in the book. Oh, great. Okay. She says, thank you. Hi, Angie. Thank you, Ruth, for validating that. Maybe my father. Yeah, I'm wondering, Carol. Kind of feels like him. Oh, thank you. Is it Chi? Chi sent a donation on Venmo. Thank you, dear. Okay, so I'll do you next. Hi, Myra. How are you? Chai, let me do her and as a donator, and then I will get back online. Let's see, me and my father. Okay. I don't think I've read for you before. Hi, Kim Smith. Did I say hello to you? Let's see. Chi Aku. I'm going to go with female Chi. I hope that's what you are, because that's what I feel. Let me pull you a card. Another one by Melissa Parks. Take the deep dive into great wisdom. There you go. That's for you. From our Goldilocks production Oracle cards. Take the deep dive into great wisdom. You know, that's, there is completion of education, Chi. I hope I'm saying that right. If I'm not, correct me. There's some kind of completion of education or close to. And I think like you had finished education before this, but this is additional maybe. and successful. I'm wondering if that is applying to you, Chi. Let me pull. Okay, here we go. Well, this is quite different. To conform is to die inside. Be brave and be yourself, G. Here is the card. And this gal has like a little dragon lizard or something. And she's to conform is to die. You're not one for conforming, that's for sure. And this is from the Soul Helper Oracle deck. So this is for you. I don't know if I want to say Chi or Chai. I think Chi is C-H-I-A. I think I'm wrong, but I'm going to say Chi. Let me say Chi. You are not a conformist. I will say that. There is also some kind of remake.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Of something, a redo of something. I don't know if it's a relationship, a job, an apartment, a home, a business, but I feel like I feel as if there's something that you are trying to redo in your life. I'm going to test the waters, try it differently this time. Pardon me. I'm sorry. I feel like the last time you did this was not successful. So this time you're going to be successful. I feel it's career oriented. That's what I feel. And I'm wondering if you have children. I see that there's, I feel like there's children around you. So I don't know if these are your children, your teacher. I don't feel your energy to be old enough to have grandchildren, but I could be wrong. Let me know, Chi, what you think of that. I feel like there's a new energy around you, a new like career path, a completion of something like a graduated certificate, a degree, something's in your toolbox. I feel like we want to move on from our current circumstances and better yourself. And I think it's been a struggle, but I think you're almost there. And so I'm going to wish you a lot of luck on that. And I believe 2024, 2025 is the magic period right here. That's it. We're in it. So go for it. Okay. And you should be rather proud of yourself because it's not easy to pull yourself out of the dumps and get moving. And I think you did a good job. So that's what I'm going to say to that. Okay. Thank you. Oh, Ruth said my aunt gave me a hula skirt from Hawaii when she was a kid. Okay. So it was for you. Okay. Robert says, thanks, Carol Ann. You had mentioned about nature calling to me. Yes. Oh my God. That's great, Robert. Thank you for that validation. And Ruth says, she said that she, yes, there are two books planned for this year. More if I get the children's book done too. Well, awesome. Very pleased to hear that. Thank you for the validation. Okay. Chi says, you are correct, Chi. I am looking for a new job. Okay. This is a beneficial position for you. More responsibility, more appreciation. And it's about time. Because I feel like you've been working under your ability for a while, just earning money to do what you had to do. But this is more of a professional move for you. Okay. Let me get back up to the top. I had done Ruth up here. I think Alveda is next. Carol, okay. Alveda. Alida Perez. Alida from Florida. How are you, dear? Alida. Who is this man that we've had before? This is a nice-looking man. I feel probably a grandfather, dad or grandfather. I would say grandfather, that row. Like if you're looking at a genealogy chart, he would be this the grandparent role. And he's a dark-haired gentleman, bushy eyebrows, dark eyes. And I've mentioned this before, and he smells of like a pomade that you put in your hair or a cologne, like maybe like Florida water or something like that. Some kind of spicy citrus kind of smell. He was a dashing man in his youth. I'll say that. And he says to me, he was a dashing man. He agrees, not always the best husband. Okay. Okay. I hope you know who I'm talking about. There is a little child. There is a child in your life. If this is true, let me know. I feel that there's a child in your life that there's a little concern over. Or that there had been concern over. I don't feel like it's lethal or anything like that, but I feel that there is a child that maybe had some extra and special, needed some extra special medical attention or health attention, something like that. So I'm wondering if you'd recognize this child. The child is going to be okay. And also have something with a pole. Pole vaulting, pole. I was going to say pole dancing. You know, so I feel like athletic. I feel what is that? Track and field. Like pole jumping is huge. You don't see too much of that anymore. Why am I getting that for you? The Olympics? Some kind of sports athletic award. So wondering what this is. So I'm going to put that out there for you, Alita. And I want to say to you, I have a mother dog in spirit. I'm wondering if she passed and her puppies passed, or she's just showing me that she was a mom while you had her. She had puppies, maybe. So I'm seeing this dog. It looks like a brown, but lighter than brown. And she's very, very happy to be here. So I'm going to put that out for you, Alita. I hope that makes sense to you. Thanks for joining us tonight. Lee, hello. Did I skip anybody? Sometimes I skip people accidentally. And if I do, I apologize. If I do that and I don't get to you before the end of the show, come back next week and remind me. Lee, let's see. Lee, what are we doing for you? Empower yourself and step beyond your comfort zone. That is contributed by Ruth Saltman, our resident author. Empower yourself, Lee, and step beyond your comfort zone. I think that you would be a little bit more daring, but I think your consideration is for a partner. Let's see. So I've mentioned travel for you, mentioned the vacations. We talked about that. You know, I feel like my daughter's dog rescue just had a paint art class, like painting your pet or something. I think it was pets. And they had a group of people together, you know, to do a portrait and try your hand at painting. And I get that impression around you, Lee. I wonder why. Are you doing that? Are you doing that with a group of people? I think there's wine involved, so that's a bribe. And if I'm you, I feel sunshine. I feel like I'm walking on a beach or someplace warm. I feel like by water I'm walking. I feel the sun on my back. I think that you need more of that. I don't know if you're getting enough of that. It's also a chain. I want to say chickpeas. I don't know why I'm saying this. I feel like I have a change in diet if I am you. Would that make sense? Chickpeas. Maybe Mediterranean diet. I don't know. And I feel like a visitor. And I want to say a visitor from the other coast. Did they mean the other coast of Florida? They mean the other coast, like on the west of the USA, like California or New York? I feel like there's a visitor from another coast coming. And I want to talk about, what's the name of that guy? God. Sherlock. Sherlock Holmes. Why do I want to talk about that? Did you just finish watching something with him or reading something? Then I get Sherlock Holmes for some reason. Okay. I wonder if that's of interest to you. And I feel as if, I don't know if this is your motherly in spirit. I don't know if your mother is in spirit. But I feel like I have a woman here who wants to thank you for her memorial. And I'm seeing like flowers that you would see at like a funeral, like funeral arrangements. Floral arrangements. And something about, my mother had these. I think my mother had these. They were knitted slippers. They were like a sock. And they tied at the top. You had a little string that went around your ankle and tied. I remember my mother had these. And I guess she made them. I guess she was a good knitter, so maybe she made them. But I remember it's that I'm seeing those. I wonder if those belong to a mom or an aunt or grandmother who is talking about thank you for the memorial. So I want to leave that with you, Lee. I wonder if that makes sense. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. 8:41. We're doing so good, guys. Kavita. 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 Okay. Kavita. Ah, here's the first card on the top of the deck. Know thyself and that thou shall know all. Tiffany White, Sage Woman. That is our producer. Has a wonderful show on Sunday evenings. I always forget to mention Tiffany's show. Shame on me. I think of her more as a producer than a show host. And she has an excellent show on Sunday evenings, 8 p.m. Goldilocks Production. So please join her on that show. Everything spiritual, spiritual insight show. Know thyself and thou shall know all. And that, who was I reading this for? Is for, let me just pull this out for. Oops, it went the wrong way. Kavita, that's for you. Tiffany White, Sage Woman. I see you either being tested or wearing an eye patch. Does that make sense? Some kind of treatment, some kind of testing. And I I know the vitamins I take for my eyes are helpful. Boy, I can tell I haven't been taking them. So I'm wondering if something like that, because I feel like something about prescribed or suggested supplements by a doctor. And your uncle steps in about this situation and says, this is all virus related. This is virus related, he's saying. So I'm just going to put that out there. Your uncle was a MD. So he's talking, this problem is virus related. And it could be like flu, measles, German measles, chickenpox, something. Could be related to that. And he says, say hello to the old man. Claps him on the back. He says, I know he's slowing up. So your uncle's saying, I know my brother is slowing up. There's something, some kind of ritual that he still does. I don't know if it's a word game in the paper, something for his, what's the word I want to say? Acuity, faculty, something. Does some kind of word game or something, Kavita, your dad, or some kind of Sudoku or something, crossword, something to keep his mental faculties going. He said, your uncle says your dad is more of a thinker than I ever was. So I'm going to share that with you. So he wishes you a lot of luck. And your uncle is saying to you, you will not be lonely. He wants to reassure you. You will not be alone. So, okay, that was for Kavita. I think I'm on to Robin, if I'm correct. Oh, Kim. Hi, Kim. Good to see you. Kim, any messages? Yeah, I like this one for you, Kim. Well, as soon as I read it, you're going to know. Ruth Saltman contributed this one. And this is for you, Kim. It says, surrender, get out of your own way. Ruth Saltman wrote that. Boy, truer words were never spoken, Kim. There's a headstrongness and a stubbornness about you, Kim, that has brought you, has helped you tremendously. Your determination and grit, I want to say grit, has brought you a long way and has helped you shape who you are in your future. However, I feel that you don't need as much determination, that you probably could use a little bit of a reckoning, a softening here of appreciating some, like you and I don't have to, we're like bricks through a window. Okay, let me put it that way. I'm going to compare myself to you if you don't mind. Like a little brash, okay? We don't have to be that way all the time. There's a time and a place is what I'm being told. So I wonder if that makes sense. Some good business opportunities in 2024 and some travel related with that. So I'm wondering if you have booked some shows or I want to say an arena. There's someplace like an arena. Good size building with vendors and stuff. And there's homeopathic stuff and Alveda stuff. How do you pronounce that? I can't pronounce that. Acupuncture, all those kind of massage, all those kind of things at this event that you would be attending, I believe, as a vendor. So I feel like, you know, packing up and going, still doing some of that. I do feel you're looking for some place. This is what I get from a spirit. You want to, you're going to find a bed to put your shoes under. You know that saying when women, somebody was, I've heard women say this. He could put his shoes under my bed anytime. That's the feeling that I get. You're going to find a place, that you want to put your shoes under their bed, which means they're okay. Romantically, they're okay. And of course, I always feel the cowboy influence there. So thanks for joining us, Kim. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Robin, Robin's Cosmic Soul Food. Hello. Glad you are feeling better, Robin. Robin is on, I forgot to do her show the last time she was on. Robin is on Tuesday evenings. She is now on Rumble, primarily instead of YouTube. Robin is on 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, Goldilocks Productions. This is the card I pulled for you, Robin. Release the fear and just be. This is contributed by show host Robin McGuire. There you go. So shout out to Robin. Robin's a great reader. She does everything. She does crystal ball, charm readings, tarot, letters from your loved ones. She's just multi-talented. She reads dragons. I mean, she does it all. There's nobody better. I'm telling you, she's great. Thank you, Robin, for being here. So release the fear and just be. You are balancing, you're juggling. And by the end of this year, I'm going to say even before that, like halfway into this year, the dust settles. So you're going to have an opportunity to have the dust settle. And you're making a plan. I do feel there is, I know you have a couple of businesses, or at least one, a painting business or something. There's a big job that is going to be rewarding. It's going to be a big help to you. That's a moneymaker, and that's going to be a big help for you. So I would call everybody you know, all hands on deck for this job. And you'll get a good payday out of it. So that's what I feel is coming. Okay. Thank you, Robin. Maybe that. Mo says, I do look like that a bit. Of course you do. You're very exotic, sexy looking gal. You know, you just got to keep going, keep moving on. You know that song, Keep On Moving? Myra, hi, how are you? Let's see. I have to give Myra a message. I know her daughter, Lisa, and I think I gave Lisa and her husband a message about that business. That business has been built up from nothing by your son-in-law, and he's done a really good job. And I feel like there's either a partnership or a sale there, which would go into something else. But I think he's done a tremendous job, both of them. Let's see what we got for you. That's for me. Shine your authentic light. That is also from Gayla Ashkawana. Shine your authentic light, Myra. I'm seeing a book. It could be a prayer book. A small book, like this, maybe. And it's written in what I presume to be Polish. Polish, yeah. And it's an old-fashioned handwriting. I'm wondering if you have this. Would this be dad's or your grandfather's? Or Lisa's grandfather? Would this be your dad? And I get, you know, it's very interesting. The Polish culture is much like a lot of the Slavic countries. The beautiful, vibrant embroidery work, handcrafted work, linens and blouses and some very, and scarves, all beautifully done, embroidered, and I'm seeing that. So I'm wondering if someone in spirit did that. This year has been, last year has been, I think you had, you lost your father. This year is, there's more healing coming on that. He's showing me his shoes. Isn't that funny? He's showing me his shoes for some reason. These shoes that he used to wear. And they kind of look like dress shoes to me. And he would keep them. I don't know if he put a foot thing in those. What do you call those? Like a stand in them, shoe tree. But they seem to be fairly well polished. And he was like, that's kind of like how he was. And I had mentioned beer the last time, and you said your dad didn't drink beer. He drank something else. Who was the beer drinker? Because I have somebody who's drinking beer. Could be in South Plainfield. There was a Polish club, right? Something about that. That. Okay. So hello to you from the other side. So I hope that makes sense, Myra. And there is some more travel here. There is some more long distance travel. That is so funny. The hula skirt. I said that another time. She showed me that a couple of weeks ago, too. Angie, hi. If I get the job next week, it's a role with my current. You know what, Angie? I feel, thanks for joining us tonight. I feel like there's two. You said it's part of, it's with a, your current team. I feel like there's two. So could the decision be being made between two of you, you and someone else? I do get two here. So I don't know what that means. Is that a yes or no? I feel that it's a yes, but. So a yes, but, or a yes in addition to. So I'm not quite sure what that means. Maybe you will. I feel positive here. I do feel positive. Maybe you're going to shadow someone. Or assist someone. But there is something better coming here. I'm going to say, I think you're well thought of on this, on, in this group. I think that you're well thought of and appreciated. So I hope that answers your question as much as I can. I wish it was a yes or no, but I feel this is a yes or no. Is a no would be not good. And I don't feel like it's a no. I feel like it's not quite a yes either. It's like I am with somebody. I am partnering, or I am shadowing someone. Okay. And she says, I am correct. She's looking for a new job. Alita says, good, thanks. Yes, yes, yes. All the above. Good. I'll take that. Yes, pole dance. Oh my God, that is too funny. And Kavita says, thank you. Kim was saying, hi, I was thinking about the cowboy I need to meet earlier. I need to meet earlier than you were thinking about him. Lasso, baby. I will get out of my own way. Yes, you have to get out of your own way. And I do too. I block myself all the time. When you think about it, nobody's blocking my way. I'm blocking my way. Robin says she's releasing the fear. Thank you so much for the wonderful message. You are welcome. Look at that. Now, last week, I could not get done with everybody. And this week, I think I got everybody. Let me just double check. But we got a lot of positives here. If you were listening and not watching, we got some very good feedback here. And I appreciate the feedback very much. Appreciate you being here with us. Now, next week is what? The first week in February, right? Where's my calendar? Oh, here it is. Okay. What is it? The third? The second? Next week will be February 1st. So we're going to do crystal ball readings next week. So I hope you join us for that. And it's going to be a short month. So remember, a short, positive, forceful month, I think. A lot of ramifications for us as a global whole and also as individuals, is my impression, that what we do in February is going to push us, propel us for the rest of the year. So I hope you will join us for that crystal ball session. And I will do a global crystal ball session posted on my website and on YouTube or wherever I can. I'm not known for that. I've only been doing it about 8 months, I guess. But I like it. It's a little freaky, though. I got to tell you, it's freaky to see things you're not really sure you want to see. So I do put it off because I don't always see good things. But I will try to find the good in what's coming. Okay? There we go. So thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate you being here. And I think I got everybody. I want to thank everybody who's joining the show for the first time. Please join us next week. It's been a pleasure being here. Have a wonderful evening and see you next week. Thanks so much. Good night now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.